yes. The boom-ba-deeding intro music thing from Fish and Frank. Yes, that is him on the guitar, or me, I should say.
I like it.
Yeah, well, we've got to do this. In the chair across from me is the one and only Captain Carl, and we're back, hey, Carl?
Yeah, finally.
Yes, back on the air, and the crowd loves that you're back. The audience, the studio audience was sitting there for 2 weeks while we got all this stuff sorted out, you know, and, you know, I fed, watered them, you know, they grew a little bit, but, you know, it's nice that they hung out, waited for us to come back. Okay, everybody calm down, thank you. Oh, man, that hurt. I smacked my cord in my headphones. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's see. Wow. You know, you've had an interesting... You've been doing a lot of trips. I mean, you've been running a lot. You're on the water pretty much every day.
Yep.
You look like it. I mean, you look like you're tired, man.
No, really I'm ready for more.
Ready for more. You got another trip tomorrow and...
No, Monday I do.
Monday. So yep. you can actually goof off a little bit tomorrow and relax.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about going scouting tomorrow or something, maybe.
There you go. All right. Well, yeah, you just can't keep him off the water. I mean... No. He gets on land and gets this kind of laid back thing, and it's really just the conserving energy. So when you get on the boat now, like the other morning, you're out there marker, you're chumming for bait.
And I was hoping this wasn't coming up.
Oh, of course it was. Oh my God, I wasn't going to talk about this one. Who is it roasting the show here?
Yeah. Interesting morning.
So the way I hear it is you're out there and you're chubbing and you're going through and you're trying to get bait fish and stuff. You get a live well full of shrimp. You just want, you know, an extra insurance thing, right?
Yeah.
And then what'd you see in the water?
Well, there was another boat and they were cobia fishing. They were asking me if it was okay if they were casting. I was like, yeah, it's no problem. Well, then I'm looking down and all of a sudden I see four cobia sitting there. And I was like, hey, bud. I was like, there's four big ones sitting right there. Well, I'm still chumming. And next thing I know, I was like, well, let me just grab a shrimp out the live well. And I grabbed a shrimp out the live well. I put them straight underneath the boat because cobia like to hang out underneath the structure.
Now, you go back and you're chumming.
Yep.
You're tossing chum, trying to get some bait fish to appear. And what happens with the rod?
It bent over and the tip was touching the side of the boat. I'm even
supposed to have like stuff for that, you know. I know. Let's see. All right, hang on just a minute. Let's see. You know, it would be nice if I actually had my stuff together here, but let's see.
Yeah, it was a lot worse than that.
So the drag is screaming, the rod's all bent over.
Oh, man, I couldn't even get it out of the rod holder. I was giving everything I had. I finally got it out.
No. Picture that. The Charles, he's chumming. He's got the boat anchored up. He's sitting there, and he's trying to catch bait fish, and there's another boat sitting over there. They're fishing for big fish. Carl's got his rod all set. He puts the line in the water, what, about 2 feet below the bottom of the boat?
About 4 feet.
So just below the bottom boat in the rod holder right next to the boat. So it's just suspended there, and that's the best way to catch cobia. That's the way we always tell people.
Took a big hand-sized shrimp on a Rockport Rattler and put him under the boat.
And so as he's moving around, the Rockport Rattler's doing its little shaky thing, twitch, twitch, shake, shake. And all of a sudden, the rod goes, peel it off. Carl drops his chub. He runs back, and he's yelling, get the anchor, get the anchor. Come on, get the anchor. We're going to go. Come on, get the anchor. We're going to go. And there's nobody on the boat.
Nope,
nobody
by myself.
By yourself on the boat.
Yeah, I was by myself.
No, the other boats start yelling at you?
No, they were just laughing.
They're just laughing.
It was comedy for them.
But you're the only one on the boat. Who are you yelling at?
I was the only one there.
Get the anchor. Get the anchor. So, did you actually end up landing the fish, girl?
No.
Oh, man. That's like pouring salt vinegar right into the wounds. The fish tears off. You're yelling at your invisible first mate.
Yeah, he never helped me. I got to get a new one.
Yeah, you need a new invisible mate. He never got the anchor, never did anything.
Nope.
I bet he didn't even start the boat for you.
Nope. Didn't even make it that far.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was an interesting morning.
But that was right up a marker, too. There is a lot of cobia and stuff out there. I mean, the fishing out in the harbor right now is great.
Yeah. It's really picking up pretty good.
Now, you had the other kind of existential zen being on the water coming back from your trip the other day. Watching the water, you running back?
Water's pretty flat now. I mean,
yeah,
for the most part, it's calmed down pretty good in the afternoons.
All of a sudden, you see this little tarpon jumping out of the water.
Oh, that thing. Oh. Yeah, we were coming back on the east wall. Right there by Ponce de Leon, pretty much. Next thing you know, this little tarpon's just flying out the water like 10 times. Well, 10th time it hit the water, and next thing you know, the water erupted like somebody dropped a bomb. Big old bull shark got him. We pulled up right next to it, and the water was red. And I was like, look, there goes half of it twitching.
Half that tarpon just moving away. My clients looking at it. Yeah, it's got to freak them out if they're not from the area, and all of a sudden they see this two and a half, 3 foot fish jumping out of the water, and the next thing you know, it hits the water and just bam!
It was wild. As soon as it hit the water, that bull shark got him. It had no chance.
So much for jumping, huh? Nope.
No chance at all.
They got to learn to jump and make a left turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not come back down where they land, where they jumped from.
Yeah, that wasn't good for that little tarpon.
No.
But that's what sharks are supposed to do. It's their job. They're, you know, that's how they eat.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all good. But
tarpon was in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
Now, you've been doing a lot of trips. You've been having a lot of fun. When you're taking the bus, you're going down to the east side, and you're catching a lot of little fish then swinging right outside the bar. What are you doing? How's all this been going?
Well, we've been going on the inside of the bar. We're catching like all of our trout and ladyfish. All of our smaller fish will be on the inside of the bar. From down there by Pirate Harbor on north up to Alligator Creek, been holding a lot of trout and ladyfish.
And so you're looking for something with no size and bag limit on it so you can use it for bait?
The ladyfish, yes. There's some decent trout out there. There's some keeper trout. But ladyfish.
How were you catching the ladyfish and the trout? What were you using?
Shrimp on a Rockport Rattler underneath a bobber.
So you're doing the popping cork with a shrimp and Rockport Rattler on it?
Yep, either that or I'm throwing MR-19s or MR-17s.
And so you spend a little time, you catch some ladyfish and, you know, catch and release a few trout, maybe mm-hmm. get a nice dinner out of that.
Yep, and then we push to the mangroves after that because redfish have been doing pretty good on cut ladyfish lately. Their eating habits are starting to change a little bit. They're actually waiting for all the bait to move in, which it hasn't moved in yet. All the fish are already waiting.
Well, I'm not sure the bait's coming this year.
It might not.
You know, every time any shows up, it gets cast netted up pretty quick.
Yeah.
So it probably will. We will get limited amounts all year, but I think we're pushing the envelope on what we've caught versus what can spawn. So, you know, but the good thing is we got shrimp and it's working. Ladyfish, it's
great.
Working.
Ladyfish, crab,
so
it's all working.
What have you been catching on the ladyfish underneath the trees?
Mainly redfish, but a lot of them, the big snook that I've been getting, actually have been getting on big cut ladyfish. I've been having a hard time with using cut ladyfish, getting catfish. So what I've been doing is I've been cutting a little bit bigger chunks, almost like fist-sized chunks, so the catfish can't get it in their mouths.
That way they push them around until gets the redfish interested,
mm-hmm.
yep. and then the redfish will take off with it. He's big enough to actually eat it.
Yep, the redfish or snook, they have big enough mouths to get those bigger chunks, but the smaller fish don't. So they just push it around for you. I mean, I hate catching catfish.
I don't actually mind them. I've got that catfish gripper and a pair of pliers, and I just pop them off and let them go, and they're a great fight, you know.
Some of them are.
You know, I think they fight good. They're fun to catch. So, actually, you know, as hard as it is to believe, what fish has the cleanest meat of any fish in Charlotte Harbor?
Catfish.
Yeah, because...
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, we have an epidermal layer on our skin that protects us from bacteria and stuff like that. And on a fish, it's their slime coating. And what has a bigger slime coating than a catfish? Nothing. Nope. It literally is, you know, quite honestly, it's
actually pretty white meat.
Yeah, I've eaten catfish many times. The only thing you got to be careful is when you cook them, you don't want to use anything that'll dry them out because they have a tendency to get dry.
Mm.
But they're decent flavor, you know. I mean, they're not bad at all.
Real fishy or no?
No, not fishy at all. There's no fishy flavor, but it's hard to describe. How do you describe strawberry? You know what I mean? How would you describe vanilla or chocolate? You know, it's a flavor, and I think it's pretty good. But
I'll have to try it one day.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to be... I can't get onto our site to start uploading videos, so as soon as I get on our site and start getting there, we're going to have a bunch of how-to videos and stuff up here real quick. So, anyway, going back to it, you've caught the redfish and all that, and then what's the next step on the trip?
Well, we've been catching a lot of redfish and big snook. Doing a lot of trout and ladyfish early morning.
You been going out playing with any of the sharks or anything?
Nope, not yet. I've been seeing them. They're out there. The tarpon are already out there, too. I'm going to start going for them.
Yeah, the tarpon rods. We're just going to refit your boat this year. I think Spinfisher, the Penn Live Liners, that's just the bomb. Yeah. When I was chartering, that's everything I wanted to have on the boat was a bunch of live liners, because there's always times of setting them in the rod holder. And when you click on the live liner and you're on the secondary drag and the fish takes off, it's a lot easier than watching it get ripped right out of the boat. Because you get a 200-pound fish heading that way at 30, 40 miles an hour. That's a lot of pressure on a little rod holder.
They're out there already. I've been seeing them on the outside of the bars a lot.
Yeah, they're hitting bombers, Rapalas, anything with a lip on it, a little bit bigger. So you want something that dives about 4 to 8 feet, and you control with them, but please pinch the barbs down. Not about the fish, all about you. I don't want to see my customer tied to, you know, 140-pound fish.
It's not good.
By a barb, you know. A minute and a half with a pair of pliers fixes all that. Just pinch the barb down. That way it's all safe. You're good, especially if you're not used to it. I spent years and years doing it, and it still would freak me out. And I just got in the habit of pinching the barbs down, and I've had a couple times where the barb's gone in, and they just pull right back out.
I do it with my MR-19s and 17s all the time.
Yeah, look at Kale.
Yeah, I mean, it happened to him last week.
That he didn't take a minute, didn't flatten the barbs, too busy in the middle of the fish, and boy.
I think the ladyfish or trout shook it right out of the mouth.
Yeah, right up into through his finger, right into the bone. That was a tough one. We got to get Kale on that. Now that we're back. Yes, we're back. Yay! Okay. You know, I don't know, I'm such a weirdo. I get it. Okay, let's see, what else are we going to talk about? Here's the question, you know, we were always asking, is if you were going to go out today, what would you do, you know? Let me see if I can give you a little information here. Let's see, what today is, when is it, Saturday?
Yep.
So, Saturday's the 12th, so... we got a high tide at 12:30 at a 1.5. Next tide's 3 at 9 o'clock. So you get a good outgoing tide.
I mean, if I was going out, I'd probably start on that east wall right now. There's a lot of really good fish on the east wall. A lot of big snook and big redfish.
Now, you figuring out by the bar, or are you going back up in the bushes?
I'm in the bushes. If you're trying to do a lot of bar fishing, there's been a lot of fishing outside of Bull Bay Bar. Right on out front, there's been a lot of redfish and snook hanging out on that bar there.
Great place if you got a deep V boat. You know, you can get up, stay in 4 to 6 feet of water, and still catch some really good fish.
I was on a 22-foot boat yesterday. That's where we were outside Bull Bay and Turtle Bay mostly. And then we ventured into a couple of deeper holes, but there's a good lot of fish over there in Bull Bay too right now.
So get outside the bar just like you're going to be going into it, but stay in that deeper water and just cast out shrimp.
So that's all I've been using, is shrimp and cut ladyfish. I mean, I've been trying pinfish hasn't been working the greatest for me lately.
Now, are you fishing on the bottom for those floats? What's that?
Most of the time I am on the bottom with a Rockport rattler. If I do know that there's trout in the area, I will put a rod or two on a float and just cast them in a little bit deeper water for the trout. If I do get a really good current and I'm fishing like a bush line that has a really good overhang, I will put a float on then, because you could cast your bait as close as you can to the bushes, and then you could open your bail and you could let line out and get it underneath that overhang. That's where most of the time your redfish and snook are going to be hanging out.
Yeah, if you can get the current to drag that bait back up underneath, that's a great way to get in there, especially if you're not really good with pinpointing the mark. And when you're on a boat with people, you want to let them cast, you want to let them have a good time. So if you can put that float on there, they end up 3 feet out from the trees, open the bail up, feed some line out, and let that tide float it up underneath them, so they're not getting stuck in the trees, because they get embarrassed about that.
Yeah.
And you know,
it happens though. If you're not in the trees, you're not fishing.
You're not trying.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, I get people stories about when they're out with captains and the captain gets upset because they have to retie a hook. It's your job, you bozo. If you're upset because your customers are losing hooks, maybe you want to think about being a dental hygienist.
Yeah.
You know? You don't need to be a captain if you don't want to tie hooks.
I mean, I always sit there, I always teach them how I tie, like, line-to-line knots, just in case they don't know, and I show them how to tie a regular hook and stuff.
Yeah, it's nice when people feel closer to it the more they can do themselves. Mm-hmm. They really like that. They want you to do stuff for them and help them out, but a lot of guys are really into, you know, the whole learning aspect of it.
A lot of them are.
And letting someone fish up to their ability and then help them reach beyond their ability to the next level, that's where the fun of that stuff is.
A lot of them take it back into like where they're from and use a lot of the stuff that they come out and see with us. Like tying knots and different like techniques of going out fish. I mean, a lot of people are taking them Rockport Rattlers. I do know that.
Well, Rockport Rattler is the number one selling jig. Had a guy in here this morning, bought 6-packs.
Yeah.
And he says he was fishing with somebody else, and they spanked him so badly because he was using a standard jig head. And he got spanked so badly. He bought different size hooks, different colors. He said, "That ain't happening again. I ain't getting my butt kicked by that." You know,
I believe it.
Yeah, I mean, he was just going on and on about how spanked he got the day before.
Pink's still been my favorite color lately.
Yeah, pink's still working really good. A guy came in today, and his girlfriend's picking up pink lure. He says, "Frank, can you talk her out of it?" I said, "Not on your life."
Nope.
I said, "I'm going to talk her into buying the pink lure because pink is the hot color right now.
Yeah, pink's working really good.
If you're really wanting to catch, maybe not the biggest, but the most numbers of fish, throw pink.
Yeah, pink's been working amazingly.
Yeah, it's really good right now. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about today?
No, not really.
All right, so I guess we'll call it a tag onto this. Let's see. There we go.
I like it.
Yeah, it's not all bad. You can tell I haven't played guitar in 30 years. I've been practicing the last week or two, but...
Oh, I hear you every time I come on the boat.
Yeah. Bobby's wrote a song for us.
Really?
Yeah, Bobby's going to be coming in, and we're going to record her song, her fishing song.
That's pretty cool.
I'm interested in hearing that, because Bobby is pretty amazing.
Yes, she is.
So... I'm waiting to hear that. We're going to be using that. And, of course, if you've got a fishing song that you'd like us to play as an opener, an intro, and we'll put it up on the website and help you guys maybe get noticed a little bit. When we went off the air, we were doing 16,000 people worldwide. Yeah. I mean, that's from England, Australia. We had 100 people in Australia listening to us.
That's wild.
So that was supposed to be the exit music, and I never get on time, so I'm just, you know, why aren't I on time? This is why I'm not on Real Radio. This is why I had to open my own radio thing, do my own thing.
Fish and Frank's Radio.
Yeah, Fish and Frank's Radio Fishing. All right. Well, guys, while Frank plays us out of here, and we'll be back with more radio fishing as soon as we can, and we're going to try and get a bunch more stuff for you and get back on track. Well, thanks for listening, Fishing Frank, and Captain Carl, click his picture and I'll take you right to his website, and you're going to have a good time with Carl. He's a lot of fun to fish with. We'll see you guys. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.